Hallelujah. So we ask for grace all the time. Say, God, help me. Help me. Help me. It's a highly privileged position that you are a born again child of God and you are a minister in your own right. You say, we all know minister. Who told you? Have you read the Bible properly? Go back to Ephesians in chapter, is it chapter 4? Yeah. Go back to, I think, 1 Corinthians in 12. Go back to Romans in 12, I believe, yes. Then you begin to see that ministry is here. Ministry. The ministry is from heaven to this man, to you. But who actually carries this ministry to the world? You are the ministers. The world looks at you to see him. How many of you know that there are many places that you get to that your pastor will never reach? I mean, physically speaking. And that's why, don't say, no, I'm not pastor. So I can't live anyhow. You can't, sir. You cannot, man. No, you can't. Pastor, but we're all human beings. I understand, and God understands. What about the struggle? God knows there's always struggle. In fact, he likes it when you have a struggle, because that shows that you are conscious of the fact of who, of the fact that you are a child of God. And he will help you in your struggle. Where there's no struggle at all, they are probably in the world. You say, what about Christians that have no struggle? Show me one. Can't you see that you're already victorious? You see, the truth is that the more you hear the word of God, and the more we gather together, the more his spirit empowers us. I love Jesus for who he is. I said that to say this. You may not know who you are. And you may not know how quickly God is developing you. I want you to become conscious of who you are. You are bought by the blood of the Lamb. Your worth is more than anything this world can offer. You may not be where you are going yet, but you are definitely not where you used to be. God is taking you somewhere. In the name of Jesus. Do you know that if you can infuse this courage and this confidence in you, the battle is more than 50% won? And that's why the Bible says that, look, let not that person think that he's going to get anything from God. Which person? The person that wavers. You must come in up and total trust. Just believe God. And the Bible says that's what pleases him. He likes to be trusted. He likes to be dependent upon. That's why I'm confident of the victory that has been wrought in this house even this morning. In the name of Jesus. The ground doesn't have to shake. But what needs to shake is being shaken right now. And you will come back with your testimony. In the name of Jesus. I was looking at the scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 in verse 10. You know the scripture. Open to it, please. If you're there, say amen. Amen. Thank you. How does it read?
But by the grace of God,
please listen.
I am what I am. And but, his grace.
But by the grace of God, I am what I am. Yes, ma'am.
And his grace to me was not without effect.
And his grace to me was not without effect. His grace to me was not in vain. His grace to me is not useless. Yes, ma'am.
No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. Whether then it was I or they, this is what we preach, and this is what you believed.
Did you hear that? Now, whether it is I or they, this is what we preached. And this is what we believed. We celebrate the grace of God on every man. It does not matter whether it is high or low. We celebrate the grace of God on President Jonathan. We celebrate the grace of God on Obama. We celebrate the grace of God on the man that is selling the cobbler at the corner of the street. It is still the grace of God. I know something about the grace of God. It does not leave you where it meets you. The grace of God is never stagnant. It moves progressively up. You know what stops the flow of the grace? Pride. Hello? That's why the Bible says God what? He rejects what? The pride. The proud. But what does he do? But he gives what? Grace to the humble. And what is humility? Humility has got nothing to do. For example, we say, I mean, how can Jonathan be humble? Of course, the man is humble. How can Obama be humble? Why can't he be humble? The truth is that if you are comfortable where you are and know your source, that is humility defined. If you know your source, that's humility defined. Because you will always be grateful and you always defer to him. in your decisions. That is humility. Because if I know my source, I will never oppress. So you can see how grace grows. So Paul here seemed to be bragging. But look at his brag. Even his bragging was humility. By the grace of God. Now, what else do you want to say? I am who I am. If you only said, I am who I am, that would be pride. I said, by the grace of God. And he wasn't just saying it to palliate the I am that I am. No, he was saying it because it's been grace. That's why this scripture says, I am who I am by the grace. He has made me this much. He has brought me this far. He now says, but his grace towards me is not in vain. If indeed I have found grace with God, you will see it in my character. You will see it in my promotion, in my increase. In the same way you see it in my character, in my dealings with other people. If indeed I found grace. I say, but his grace towards me is not in vain. And why did I say that? Because I labor. Wait. But I thought if his grace, there's no labor. So grace has its labor. Come on, church. But I labor more than them all. How? You know where I labor? So that I don't begin to leave grace to myself. I have to keep myself within the framework of this is God at work in me and let him do what he has to do. Keep me humble and yielded so that you can continue to do more of what you want to do in my life. You say, how? I explain to you. If you read further, you hear him say, I'm the least of all the apostles, and yet... If you read further, you find where it says, I'm the chief of all sinners. If I won't find it, it says the chiefest of sinners. But was he a sinner? Yes, he was. But at the time he was speaking, was he? No, he was regenerated. What he was saying is that I know where I have come from. I can't be this high up and forget where I am coming. So I labor, he said, more than them all. Again, that sounds boastful. They hear him again. He said, no. But then, it's not me. It's been the grace of God that has helped him to even labor more than them all. Don't forget grace. Because your journey is still far. God is taking you higher. In the name of Jesus. More than you can ever dream or think. But can we look at that word labor for a few minutes? Remember in the book of Hebrews in chapter 4, verse 11, of chapter 4, it said, there remained therefore a rest. To who? Children. Yeah, the children of God. And then as you read for that, it said, labor to what? Enter. Can you imagine? Look at the two words, rest and labor. Why would you labor for rest? But if you read further, you'd understand that he was talking about faith. That same scripture. Faith is that will ever make me realize that title. God brought you here. He still has more for you. The way you depend on him, do more now. Do more now. And the labor is, everything around me will want me to say, look at you today. No. Yes, I look at me. Thank God. The labor is keep me within the frame of it is God. That was what we saw. We were all expressing when we were worshiping. We were saying, beyond us is you. You made us who we are. And God could pick our hearts. And I saw people falling down, some kneeling down, weeping. You know what we are saying? It is you. You made me. You made this. You are doing more. We were not pretending. No. You know when people pretend? We are not pretending. I saw tears all here. I saw tears there. I saw people falling over the place. Were we pretending? No, we were only being grateful. See, it takes a humble heart to be grateful. You know what? The opposite is you'll be demanding your right from God. You don't have any right except what he has given you, sir. I don't have any right except as he has given me one. And so we don't need to be preached to be thankful. You know the sin of those in Romans chapter 1? He said when they know God as God, they didn't treat him as God. Why? They refused to be thankful. So the grace of God will work for you. It's working for you. We still work for you. In the name of Jesus.